In this podcast episode, we want to introduce you to our BCN friend, Becky Rich. Come along as Michael Dexter and Holly Briggs talk with Becky about her start in emergency nursing. They will chat about how she went from a patient care tech to recently finishing her DNP. It's been quite a journey thus far, but Becky hasn't lost a step. This episode is called Another Bend in the Road from PCT to DNP.
Hello, and welcome to the BCN and Friends podcast, where we hold interesting conversations about learning with a range of thought leaders, BCN certification holders, and industry professionals. But most importantly, to create value and insight for you, our professional nurses across the emergency spectrum. We hope you find our discussions interesting, informative, sometimes funny, sometimes serious, and always valuable. I'm Holly Briggs, a professional development specialist at BCEN, and one of your hosts for today. I'm joined by my co-host, Michael Dexter, Director of Professional Development at BCEN. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Holly.
It's great to have you with us today. And in this episode of BCEN and Friends, we have Becky Rich. Becky is an emergency nurse who has developed a passion for teaching and training the next generation of nurses. She's constantly pushing herself and her students to reach beyond the status quo. Michael, could you please introduce us to our BCN friend, Becky?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Becky Rich has been in the world of emergency medicine and nursing for the past 9 years and recently obtained her doctorate in nursing practice. She works full-time in nursing education, teaching didactic and practical skills, and also works PRN as a float nurse across multiple emergency departments in a local health system. The chaos and the structure of these two positions are exactly, as Becky believes, the best of both worlds. Outside of her professional life, Becky enjoys family time with her fiance, daughter, and two dogs. Whether it's walks, hikes, or pool time in the beautiful Arizona weather, Becky is always enjoying her time in the sun. Becky, welcome to the BCN and Friends podcast. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Hi, thank you for having me with you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And you're not originally from Arizona. So tell us a little bit about your emergency nursing career and where you started out and about what you're doing now in Arizona, a little bit more about where you are today.
Sure. Yeah. So I started as a emergency nurse in New Jersey back in 2016. I worked at a major trauma center. I worked there till 2019. It was a high volume emergency room and it was crazy. A lot of times it was one nurse per like 10 to 13 patients. So in 2019, I decided that I needed a change. I had my experience. I was 27, I was single, and I was ready for travel nursing. So in January of 2020, I started travel nursing and that's when I moved to Arizona. And I chose Arizona because it's warm and I hate the cold winter. So I hiked a ton. I stayed there for 19 weeks. And then at the end, I wanted to go back to New Jersey because while I was in Arizona on that assignment, COVID happened and I had a lot of guilt. So I went back to New Jersey. I did a travel assignment over the summer in an ICU at the shore. And then after that, COVID kind of had settled at the moment. So I went back to Arizona, which I didn't mention earlier, but when I was in Arizona over the winter, I met my fiance. So, well, now fiance. So I was excited to get back to Arizona. I took a year permanent job. And then after that, I went back to travel again. And I found myself back at the trauma center I worked at in 2016 to 2019. I stayed there for 8 weeks and then I went back to Arizona and I worked in an ICU float pool as a traveler in Scottsdale. That was probably my favorite assignment. I learned so much in that ICU. And then I had my daughter, completed my master's degree in nursing education. I started working as a nurse educator and then took a position working per diem as an ER nurse. And as you said earlier, I currently work full-time as a didactic and skills instructor and then per diem as an ER nurse. So I do believe I have the best of both worlds.
In my opinion, the fact that you've spanned not only just the actual hands-on of emergency nursing, but now you've turned around and you're training that in skills and simulations and teaching that next generation. You went from New Jersey to Arizona, so two like wildly different, not only climates and just, you know, different cultures and different ways of life, but then you've also, you know, different ways of nursing, different health systems. And now you're in school in the education side of nursing, but then you also work PRN and go to a couple of different ERs, which again, we all know like ERs are quote unquote the same, but they're all different in where stuff is and the culture of a unit. And you know, so you're just constantly having to be very flexible in what you do and adapting yourself. And that's what I hear in your career is that you've been super adaptable. And along the way, you're using your knowledge and your experience to help other people kind of follow along. So that is really, really cool. I know Michael had mentioned it, but congratulations on your recent defense of your DNP project and adding some really hard-earned credentials to your name, along with your CEN that you hold. I guess my question, what is the value you see in furthering professional development, whether that be with certifications or additional degree programs? Like, where do you see the value in all of that?
First off, thank you for congratulating me. So I think that having certifications or advancing your degree makes you a more well-rounded professional, whether that is as a bedside nurse or in, like for me, nursing education. Like for instance, getting my CEN, I thought that I had so much knowledge, and then studying for my CEN, even just studying it before I took my test, I felt like I learned so much and I was becoming a better nurse. And then once I took that test and actually passed and earned my CEN, I felt validated in what I learned. And then for like my master's in nursing education, I learned so much about, not so much about nursing, a little bit about nursing, but so much about the nursing education and how to be a professional. It really, really helps, especially with now being a nurse educator. The DNP, I think, just adds to being more well-rounded, and it opens doors for online teaching opportunities that require a doctoral degree. And like for me personally, the only other certification that I currently have my eyes on is the CNE, which is the certification for nursing education. And I've been studying for that. And even in just studying for that, I have learned so much that like every day I'm like, oh, I learned that when I was studying for my CNE, like this, I'm going to apply this to my class and different things like that. So I do think it makes you a more well-rounded professional. And I think that they're very important.
Yeah. I've seen the same thing. I think that there's a lot of value in that. And I also hold multiple certifications, and I find that for me, it's a personal push, you know, to know more and to be better rounded in the area that I'm working in. And certainly has helped me personally and professionally to be focused on both certification and advanced degree. And, you know, you do work with nursing students, and you have presented at Student Nursing Association conferences and in meetings. And, you know, you work directly with a lot of people that are becoming nurses. And so in doing that, what kind of advice do you give to nursing students or even nurses that are new in the field? And maybe they don't even realize that certification is a thing, or they don't realize the value of continuing on with a higher degree or the value of continuing education. So how do you really promote that and push ideas like that or the value of lifelong learning to some of these newer nurses or student nurses?
So for student nurses, I don't necessarily push certification as much. I do think it's something that they should look into, especially like I teach wound care. And during that, we actually have an instructor here that has her wound care certification. And she like explained to some students how she went about getting that, because some students are fascinated by wound care. And it's like, oh, you can actually be certified in that. But as for like the board certifications, I don't necessarily push, but I'm proud of mine. So I do tell students about mine. I do have it after my name on my emails and stuff, so they do see it. And it is like a badge of honor. My main advice for students like in nursing school is to remember why you are in nursing school, what your end goal is. Take school day by day, week by week, semester by semester, and just kind of get through, but always keep that end goal in mind. As for nurses, like new nurses, I do highly recommend to them to find their like niche and kind of stick with it and do advance in it. I have talked about the CEN with several nurses in the ER because a lot of them like want to get it, but it seems foreign to them. They hear how hard it is, which it is hard, but nothing worth it in life comes easy. So I do recommend to them, like once they get, you know, 2 years experience, start studying and prepare for it, or they can go to the BCEN Learn website and, you know, get that information and go and take that CEN, which I definitely recommend.
I think it's important no matter where they work, whether it's, you know, you said wound ostomy certification, med surg, if they work in oncology, there's just so many different ways to, as you mentioned, really dive into it and really learn that field. And I think it's important that in nursing school, we have this more holistic overview of what patient care is. But I think once somebody starts working in a particular field, it's really important to dive into it and really try to learn as much as they can about that. And I think certification certainly helps propel that individual forward in whatever field that they're in.
Absolutely.
Well, that is some great advice. And I think keeping in mind, what is your end goal? I remember as a nursing student, my end goal was to finish the program and pass and to pass the NCLEX. Like, I remember that being like, oh, this is the mountain, this is the pinnacle, only to quickly realize as I started in the ER as a new grad that I had many more mountains to climb. And so I think just taking it, like you said, step by step, a lot of times just recognizing like there isn't really an end when it comes to adding to your knowledge. You are going to have to be a lifelong learner. This is not a field that you will ever come to like an end point where you have nothing left to learn. And so, which leads me kind of to my next question. You currently teach in like skills labs, you use simulation, clinical settings. You've even posted some educational videos on YouTube. And we are seeing this very, very consistently where technology is being integrated with educational content. Why do you feel that that is so important right now in the field of nursing?
So personally, I love flipped classroom. So basically with flipped classroom, students access the learning materials, which I provide through the YouTube platform prior to class. So they watch my lecture on YouTube prior to class. They come to class and they have a foundation of the material. So with that foundation in class, we can focus on a deeper understanding of that information. And this includes like analyzing and applying different things. I can do like case studies with them where they can actually get to that deeper level of learning because they already have the foundation. Students can also rewatch lecture material after class if they wish to even further deepen their understanding of the material or maybe hear something that they didn't really catch the first time they listened. But technology is not going anywhere. That's the reality of it. It's heavily integrated in nursing. So it's obviously heavily integrated in education now. It's heavily integrated in nursing and it's only going to be further developed. I mean, when I started nursing, I feel like that's when barcode scanning was just kind of like a thing. It wasn't really mandatory yet. Now, like that's absolutely mandatory. We even have to scan our labs now. Like it's only going to get further integrated. So I think it's important to be integrated from the start of nursing school. And then, I mean, it's technology is important. And again, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are using, I know I personally use YouTube all the time, maybe even daily, but I think a lot of people are finding new ways to integrate education. And there's so much great education out there that it's almost like if you can't find the answer, it's almost your fault. There's so many good ways to become educated, to whether it's through a social platform or through, you know, a search engine. There's just so many ways out there that it's happening. So I agree. I think it's only going to be integrated more. I think there's going to be a lot more utilization of virtual and augmented reality. I think there's going to be more and more online platforms that integrate with what we do. And a lot of cool technologies on the forefront that hopefully will help nursing and help patient care and be a really good thing for the industry.
I'm excited to see how AI is going to integrate into medical even more so than it already has.
Yeah, I asked a doctor this weekend if he was going to start seeing patients with an Apple Vision Pro on his head, and he's not quite there yet, but he wasn't opposed to it either. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes. So you have worked, as you mentioned, in New Jersey. You've done some travel nursing. You're in Arizona. You have a lot that you have done, and of course, DNP is a huge accomplishment as well. But in order to get there, we always like to ask people how they got down this path, and if there's a particular patient, a particular coworker, family member, somebody in your career that really impacted you and kind of changed the trajectory of how you were going and where you were focused and got you to the point you are today. Is there any particular person or time that you can reflect back on and think that it really made an impact on you?
Absolutely. So there's two people. So first is my mom. So she was an ER nurse for 42 or 43 years, where I worked for only 3 years. But so she worked there for like 42, 43 years prior to retiring. She was a trauma nurse, and I always looked up to her growing up, and she's still my greatest role model. But growing up, she'd come home, tell me like those real true life in the ER stories, and I was like, sitting at dinner, just fascinated. Like, I couldn't wait to get my hand on a trauma patient. I couldn't wait to get in that code. So, I actually worked with her in that trauma center for that time that I did work there. That was absolutely like why I went to nursing, and specifically ER nursing. And then second is Christy Rio. She is a nurse educator from that job as well. And she taught the critical care class that all of us were required to do for the emergency room. We all had to cross train for ICU as well. And she just, like, I remember her teaching cardiac, and she just made it make sense. Like, she just, all class, you're like, aha, like those moments where you just, it clicks. And she's just like, to this day, like, I thank her because she's the reason I went into nursing education. I don't know. I can't say enough good things about her. She is such an amazing nurse educator.
That is so unique to hear about your experience with your mom and working with your mom side by side, hearing the stories as a kid growing up and then being able to participate with her. That is just, again, wow. And to know that someone who was doing nursing education inspired you by the way that they taught and the way that they broke down difficult concepts into, digestible morsels for you, and that inspired you to want to do the same thing, to be that person for someone else. And again, this is a question that I love to hear because it makes me just really proud to know that I am in a profession where there are people who are doing that for other people. And to also, again, it helps me to reflect on the people who've helped me get to where I am today, and that it certainly does take a lot of it takes a lot of hands and people helping lift other people up throughout their career to get to where we are. We certainly don't get here by ourselves. So thank you for sharing that, Becky. I appreciate it. I get the joy of asking a few rapid fire questions. These are just some of your favorites, and they let us get to know you a little better. So my first question is, if there was a career that was outside of healthcare that you'd like to try, what would it be?
Probably, I feel like I'd want to be an event planner. I am super detail oriented. I feel like I have so much fun planning like events and parties and stuff like that. I think that's what I'd want to do.
That is awesome. We have a fantastic event planner. I'll give a shout out to Maggie. She's so awesome. And there are times when I think, oh, that is so fun. And then talking with her, I realized just the massive amount of details that you have to keep and all the different contacts and connections. And she's always thinking of like little details that just make the event like that much more thought about, and how people just feel like, oh, I can't believe you thought of that one little micro thing that just enhanced the overall look of the event. And yeah, I'm not that person, but I so appreciate those who are. So Becky, you've done your DNP. I think you must be into the details a little bit. So more power to you. That's
Just a
awesome.
little.
All right. I have some favorite categories that I'm going to kind of throw at you. And these can be like all-time favorites, or they can just be something you're currently into. So what would be a favorite book, good book recommendation for us?
So I don't necessarily have a favorite book, but I love the writer Nicholas Sparks. And that's like a childhood to adult. Like, I love him.
He is a good, to me, if I'm going to be like on a beach somewhere, you know, I've got some time. I don't want to read anything that's like too heavy or has like 900 characters in it. Then yeah, he's a good one. There, it's very rare that I read one of his books that I don't think I could read that again, especially on a beach. So great one. Favorite movie, TV show, or it can be like a binge-worthy series that you'd recommend for us.
So being that I've been in school so much, I haven't really been watching a lot of TV. I did watch Virgin River. But right now, I'm very, very deep into Love is Blind season 6. I just read about the drama online and I had to watch it. I'm not normally a reality TV person, but I'm invested.
I think that is comical. One, because, I mean, to your point, you've been in school for what probably feels like forever. So you haven't had a lot of time, but now you're catching up. And yeah, there is some reality TV that I often wonder, like, how did I get here? How did I get here? But then, yes, you become invested and you're like, well, we've got to see the end of this one, don't we?
My fiance is even invested now too. He wants to know.
That's when you know you've pushed them over the edge, when they've like, we can't stop now. Perfect. All right. Favorite musical artist?
I also don't have a favorite, but I love country music.
Awesome. Is there someone that you can just turn on and no matter what, you're gonna listen to the whole song?
Probably Luke Combs. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy his music, like all the time.
Yeah, he's got a great voice. So
he does.
Good recommendation. All right. Another question that I have for you, and this one I'm always interested in as well. What is your self-care go-to or a hobby, like outside of healthcare, that just kind of helps you reset and kind of come back when it's been heavy, something that just helps you reset?
Something that I do often is walks outside with my daughter. Something that I should do more is going for like massages where like I could just completely like relax my mind. So both of those are probably what I do for self-care and my hobby.
I understand that. My daughter and I take a walk if the weather's nice, which sometimes the weather down here can be a little ugly, but if it's nice, we'll go on a walk, and it's not like a really quick walk. We are meandering at the very least, but it's amazing how just talking about her day or what's going on, it really does. It kind of brings me back to the important things and maybe helps me let go of some of the things that just aren't quite as important as I thought they were. So great things. And yes, we should all think about getting a massage probably on a more regular basis. Thank you for sharing all that with us, Becky. And if our audience would like to follow you online, what social media platforms could they find you on?
The only one that I have that is professional and not just family would be LinkedIn, and they can find me by searching for Rebecca Rich DNP, and they should be able to find my name.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, and I'll make sure to include that in the blog for this episode.
Thank you.
Yeah, Becky, it's been great chatting with you. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, and it's just always inspiring to hear from people that are pushing themselves to not only advance the profession for themselves, but to make such an impact on other people through teaching and education. So thank you for sharing all of that. And again, the story, like Holly mentioned, the story about working with your mom and being inspired by her was really awesome to hear. So it's been really great chatting with you today.
Thank you.
I want to take this time to thank Becky for joining us for this episode of BCN and Friends. Thank you, Becky, for sharing your passion, your drive, and your experiences with us. You are cutting trails for others to follow as you push yourself professionally. We appreciate the dedication and mentorship you have invested back into this profession that we love, especially towards those just starting out. And to all of our listeners, we hope you will stay tuned as we continue with BCN and Friends and bring you new, meaningful content and perspectives. If you have a suggestion for an episode, please email us at bcn@bcn.org. I'm Holly Briggs, here with Michael Dexter, and on behalf of the entire BCN team, we thank and celebrate you for all that you're doing as professional nurses across the emergency spectrum. Until next time, we are out.